This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 18th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. We have a new and improved version of the spread video series. We have overhauled our approach to this video series and have the whole JLN team contributing to it. Suzanne Cosgrove has been named producer of the series. The new spread features different segments from Suzanne Cosgrove and myself in this first episode. It also includes a segment called Term of the Week, which are short videos from industry players explaining key option terms. If you're interested in appearing in one of these Term of the Week videos, please reach out to me or Suzanne. The new format is a work in progress, and we will be adding other new features and segment types. Stay tuned. We are migrating MarketsWiki to a new version of MediaWiki and PHP today around 1 p.m. If you are an editor, please don't make any additions to the site today. The new version does not have some of the old functionality. We believe we have resolved many of these issues, but there are still some to address. Some we know of and some we don't. If you see an issue on the site, let us know. Also, Crypto Markets Wiki's transition to MarketsWiki is almost complete, and the CryptoMarketsWiki.com site will be decommissioned next week. The FIA has a webinar coming up on June 22nd from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, titled Enhancing the Clearing Ecosystem, Post-Trade Processing and Clearing. It will be moderated by Emily Costello, Vice President of ABN AMRO Clearing, and feature Patricia Hergenrother, Vice President Operations Deutsche Bank Securities, Fusa Kun Pak Hamsi, Listed Derivatives Credit Suisse Securities, and Jason McDonald, Head of ETD and OTC Clearing North America. Also, Steve Rand, Director, Societe Generale, is on the panel too. You can sign up with a link in today's newsletter. The LME has two webinars coming up. The first is on July 14th at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. British Summer Time, and it is titled Introduction to the LME and Hedging, 3 days virtual. Sign up with a link in today's newsletter. The second LME webinar is titled Introduction to LME Warehousing and Physical Trading, 1 day virtual, and is scheduled for Thursday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. British Summer Time. The NFA has several job openings in compliance. Four of them are listed on LinkedIn with a link in today's newsletter. Congratulations to Deutsche Börse on their Group Sports Challenge and Pride Month. The Cork Sports and Social Club hosted a color run yesterday. For every employee that registered for the Group Sports Challenge, a sum of money was added to their 2021 charity fund. Also, Deutsche Börse Group noted on LinkedIn that by wearing the Pride colors with our GSC t-shirts, we also visually represent the Pride movement, express inclusivity, and show support to our LGBTQ friends and family. CBOE's Henry Schwartz noted on LinkedIn that the options industry set another record yesterday for total listings. He wrote, single stocks with options surpassed 4,000 for the first time this week. 4,971 stocks, ETFs, and indices have traded options available today, 16% above year-ago levels. MIAX is extending its zero exchange fees for spikes futures for another 3 months. We had no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. I am very proud of the readership for clicking on the Obesity Code link yesterday. It is a great book that really helped me understand my body, diet, and exercise. I even mentioned it to some of my doctors, and they took note of it. Everyone has an interest in good health, which can lead to improvements in all aspects of your life, personal and business. As more companies return to their workplaces, we checked in with CBOE Global Markets on the long-planned move of its Chicago office on LaSalle Street to a new space at the old post office building on Van Buren. A spokesman said construction is complete and the offices are move-in ready. However, the space currently remains closed and most CBOE staffers continue to work remotely. We will initially open the space to associates who would like to return to the office on a voluntary basis with health and safety guidelines in place, the spokeswoman said, adding that CBOE has not yet established a required return to office date for its associates. That was Suzanne Cosgrove reporting that last item. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread. Inflation is a thing. Small traders are still big. John Lothian, that's me, weighs in on the current trading landscape, and NASDAQ wins the May options market share race. All this and the debut of the options term of the week in the spread. You can watch it with a link on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Investors leap at chance to double their money in 1,387 years. Money pours in after Federal Reserve raises its interest rates to 0.05% from zero. Want to know how sensitive investors are to tiny differences in interest rates? Look at what happened after the Federal Reserve decided June 16th to raise the rate it pays on its overnight reverse repurchase facility to 0.05% from 0.00%. You'd need 1,387 years to double your money at that puny rate. Still, it was enough to draw $756 billion in funds on June 17th, a 45% increase from when the Fed was paying a flat zero. My comment, capital preservation is just as important as capital appreciation. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Reflation trades pummel as Fed's shift resets markets. Commodities and value stocks hit while dollar surges after U.S. Central Bank brings forward dates for raising rates. The reflation trade that has dominated financial markets since the emergence of coronavirus vaccines last year has been pummeled after the Federal Reserve unexpectedly signaled a shift in its stance on inflation. My comment, for those of you who thought there was no volatility lately, we had some yesterday. It would normally take the end of a drought to see this kind of bloodbath in the grains. Here's a story from The Guardian. Netherlands offers free herring as COVID jab incentive. After Russia offered cars, Washington State lifts Indonesia live chickens and Hong Kong the chance of a 1.2 million pound apartment. The latest country to reward people who show up for their COVID shots is the Netherlands, with soused herring. Early batches of Hollandaise new or new season Dutch herring, a traditional delicacy consumed to the tune of 75 million a year, are being distributed to vaccination centers around the country as an encouragement for people to get their jabs. My comment, COVID improves herring? Here's a press release from Symphony. The importance of diversity of thought as firms navigate data democratization across people, processes, and platforms. The value of diversity of thought in business is well established. Companies where 30% of executives or more are women are nearly 50% more likely to outperform financially, and 67% of candidates when evaluating job offers. A range of backgrounds and experiences facilitates creativity, problem-solving, and positive outcomes. My comment, don't put all your eggs in one basket when investing or picking gender or background of your employees. Here's a story from bizjournals.com. The Chicago Venture Summit will resume this fall. The Chicago Venture Summit, an annual event for venture capitalists to connect with the city's startups, will return this fall after being canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The two-day event, hosted by World Business Chicago and Chicago Next, is scheduled for September 28th to 29th at 167 Green Street in Fulton Market. My comment, Chicago is the greatest venture capital city in the history of Illinois. Here's a story from NASDAQ, an updated intern's guide to the market structure gallery. Today we focus on market participants, IPOs, the rise of retail, and automation. We also explain some of the core concepts about how markets work. As summer starts, we thought it was a perfect time to update our intern's guide to the market structure galaxy. This short introduction has plenty of links for interns looking to take a deeper dive into the topics mentioned. My comment, where can I get my copy? The top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story was U.S. financial executive dies by suicide as firm faces financial fraud claims. From Reuters via Yahoo Finance. Second was John Lothian News video, Walt Lukin and Nick Solinger explain FIA tech investor deal. And third was Amazon.com page for the book The Obesity Code, which I mentioned in Hits and Takes. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.